AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's
Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Today we're counting them down. The cream of the crop, the 100 biggest hits of 1990. Now at number 35, here's the biggest rap star of 1990, a man whose first claim to fame was as Bat Boy for the Oakland A's. He's MC Hammer with his version of the Shy Lights classic from 1971, Have You Seen Her? He started looking back in the summer. Now here it is, the dead of winter, and MC's still searching. Have you seen her? If you have, please tell Hammer. You'll find him hanging out at number 35. I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to the number one song of 1990, and we don't stop till we reach the top. Here's a 23-year-old singer from Harlem who says she grew up loving Broadway musicals. When she was 13, her family moved to California, where she enrolled in Pacoima Junior High, a special school for the performing arts. There she got to act out her love for musicals, appearing in shows like Annie and A Chorus Line. She's Tyler Collins, and this is Girls Night Out.
We're sick and tired of
Tyler Collins dancing into our Casey's Top 40 year-end survey at number 34 with a title song from her debut album, Girls Night Out. Up next, the only man in 1990 to single-handedly write, produce, and sing a number one hit. A man whose name is two first names.
Casey's Top 40.
Dusty Lenskap for the Kmart Photo Center with some listener mail.
Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. These are the 100 biggest hits of 1990. Riding in at number 33 now is the only man in 1990 to single-handedly produce, write, and sing a number one hit. He's the man whose name is two first names, George and Michael. This is his number one smash, Praying for Time. From his CD, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1, that's George Michael. He rolls in at number 33 with his number one smash, Praying for Time. It's one of 24 number ones in our year-end survey. I'm Casey Kasem on a Casey's Top 40 special. We're counting down the top 100 hits of 1990. Number 32.
With the success of this big hit in October, Janet Jackson set a new chart record. She became the first and only woman in chart history to score 6 top tens from one album. The album, Rhythm Nation. And all of that's got to be especially gratifying for Janet because this is her very first hit that she wrote all by herself. Here's Janet Jackson with Black Cat. In many ways, 1990 was the year of the woman on the charts. For 30 out of the 52 weeks, solo women held the number one spot, more than any other year in chart history. All told, Janet Jackson was at number one for 6 of those weeks, and that was one of the songs that took her there, Black Cat, the 32nd biggest hit of the year as our Casey's Top 40 special rolls on.
Casey's Top 40. AircheckDownloads.com.